Well, good morning. 7:50 a.m. Monday, September 11th, 2017. It's time to get back into the groove. It's time to get things moving. It's time to get back to business. The weekend was spectacular. Weekend, the conference was amazing. I worked my butt off. I only had a chance to go to like half of one panel because I was working all day, every day. So I got there around 1 o'clock. I had a panel. I had to make a presentation at 2, and people wanted to talk about the presentation for a couple hours. Then it was dinner time, and dinner was the banquet. The banquet ran for an hour and a half. And then much jocularity ensued after. I got to meet David Cochran. We had a great time. He's a pretty cool guy. Met a few new people, ran into a lot of old friends. There was much talking, as you can probably tell, my voice is a little bit raspy this morning. I started going hoarse by 5 o'clock Friday afternoon. Yesterday when I got home, I was like, whoa, dude, you are right. Because my voice was pretty much shot. I actually left early. There was a panel on Chad versus Indy, finding your own path. And the problem was that the moderator was problematic. When you sit up in public and say, yeah, you know, there's these hybrid publishers, and yeah, they're going to charge you like $35,000 for your print run, but then it's yours. That's a publishing house. That's not a publisher, that's a printer. And $35,000 for a 1,000 volume print run is a little bit high. They're printers. I got no problem with printer. You want to hire a printer to do your books? You want to do an offset print, limited run? Sure, fine, go for it. The line that set me off was, well, we don't call them vanity printers anymore. Well, vanity publishers anymore. No, really? What do you call them? I call them vanity publishers. I call them scammers. And they're getting worse, not better. So I left David, who was on this panel, I left David to fight that fight, along with some friends in the audience who were outraged. And I was pooped. I was so tired. I was so played right out. And there was going to be a luncheon. Another 8-person per table, crowded ballroom, noisy luncheon. And I couldn't. I didn't have the spoons left by Sunday morning to deal with that. And I knew if I came home, I could be home just a little after lunchtime instead of just a little before dinner. So I came home. I let discretion be the better part of valor. I was tired. My voice was shot. My ears are still ringing from from dinner the night before. And then Saturday night was bar con, so we were all hanging out in the bar. I was drinking water, but everybody else was. I will confess that I had a small amount of Kentucky whiskey. Like one finger maybe, that I sipped early in the evening and then switched to water. So I had a little too few many carbs over the weekend. I did have a beer with David, because it's David. He came all the way from Dublin. And he left the hotel. He went down to downtown Denver to spend a couple of days in B&B and do a little exploration of Denver before he flies out. Not tomorrow. I think he flies out. He gets home late Wednesday night, so maybe he flies out tomorrow afternoon. Doesn't matter. He was, he posted a picture of this corner bar that he was holding down a stool in for the afternoon yesterday. But he's having a ball. He was having a grand time. I admire his ability to have fun wherever he is, to enjoy whatever he's doing. Good guy. He's a good guy. Glad I got to meet him in person. I mean, I've known him to online for since at least 2011, if not before. So I took the recorder with me and then forgot to use it. So I didn't get anything recorded. Just too bad. The recordings wouldn't have meant much. I do need to get the notes posted to the conference website, the handouts. I told people I'd post them yesterday and then forgot I was just too pooped. But I got a good night's sleep, a relatively good night's sleep. I've got therapy in an hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't come back rested, that's for sure. But I might have come back refreshed. I had a hamburger. Oh, it was delicious. Oh my goodness. Last night I had a piece of cheesecake. It wasn't grape cheesecake, but it was cheesecake. And then my friend Lisa Manifold showed up with a bottle of delicious salted caramel Kentucky whiskey. Yowza. So I'm always amazed. In a certain sense, bemused, because I really don't understand. I did three presentations. Two of them were relatively low level. Indie Basecamp was just a list of the things you need to start with the domain name and go to the website and you know, all of the things that you need if you're starting up. This is interesting. I wonder what this is about. Some guys walking a ditch here by the muck pole. And we ended up with, like, you know, it's like, you can get it all done within 3 weeks. although the elapsed time might be longer. Because there are things you have to wait for. Good morning. All right, get ready. Say it with me. I'm up post. So yeah, I expected a lot of entry-level sorts of questions there. The Amazon one was a rerun from last year, and it amazes me, people who are active in the field who don't even realize what also bots do, it's like, okay, they're really puzzled by the algorithms. Everybody's puzzled a little bit by the algorithms. But then, Author Central, the web page, why Author Central is superior to just an author search. It's like, you should be able to figure that out relatively quickly. It's like, why would I do that? You know? This is why. So I left that, and it was like, I had like 16 people come up to me afterwards and say, oh my God, that was amazing. This was terrific. These were wonderful. And it's like, oh Jesus, really? Seriously? I suppose that's unfair because I've been doing it for 10 years. And as the ecology has evolved, things have changed. The one that I was most concerned about was a social media theory. And that one went real well, I thought. That was Saturday afternoon. I really wish they put Indie Bait Camp, Base Camp first, but that's what the hell. So the social media theory one went very well. I remember as I was getting to the end of the slide deck, I realized the slide that I was missing was the link to marketing, the difference between broadcast and social media marketing. So I just sort of threw that in as an aside. So that one I expected to get some commentary and feedback on. I didn't get as much on that one as I got on the other two, which was interesting. And then somebody, Kate J something, and I can't remember what her last name is. But we were talking about how getting your ebook formatted and how she uses Scrivener. And I explained that I have Scrivener, but I don't. It's with the ADHD, I spend all my time punching buttons and filling out forms and never writing anything. And she said, don't use it to write, just import the text file afterwards. And then use it to export the PDFs and the MOBIs or whatever you want. And that was a pretty clever idea. It wasn't one I'd actually thought of. Since I have the software, it's not like it would be something that I need to worry about buying. Which is sort of why I take the approach I do, which is, upload it to draft the digital, and then download the EPUB, run it through the Amazon offline previewer. So, yeah, I still feel a little bit post-conference trauma. One of the downsides of being, 75 minutes from the house is that I didn't get a day of travel to sort of break me out of conference mode. So my head is still a little bobbly and my back is sore. Hips hurt. Hotel chairs are not, generally speaking, comfortable. And now that I have so little padding back there because I've lost so much weight that my bony butt does not like hard chairs. Not that I got to sit in them all that much, but... But I get to spend the weekend talking about writing with writers and publishing with other self-publishers, hanging out with people who are just as excited for every new member who has yet to even get a final draft as they are about the members who have been there for 30 years. Published 12 books and won all kinds of awards. So it was very, very much fun. It was very much the sort of break from reality that I needed. Good thing I'm back because I'm getting a bit lightheaded. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.